This is the eating with awareness exercise, a time to be more present and aware of our food. Before we start the exercise, we'll take some time to get everything set up. So find somewhere quiet, where you won't be disturbed, at a time when you haven't eaten for a while. You'll be sitting up on a hardback chair that will help you stay upright and keep alert. The exercise involves eating something with awareness, so take time to prepare the things you need. You'll need a modest portion of something to eat that fits with your diet, like a piece of fruit that's been cut into small pieces. You can also use this exercise to eat a mindful meal, pausing the track when you're prompted and restarting the audio once you've finished eating. If you need to, pause the track now to get everything ready and set out in front of you. If you have a piece of food ready, find a posture that's stable and comfortable, loosening any tight clothing and maybe taking off your shoes. This exercise is an opportunity to be more awake to your experience, so find a way to sit that's comfortable but won't lull you to sleep. We'll start by settling down, letting the body settle and letting our minds settle as well. Closing your eyes if that feels comfortable for you, and just tuning in to the body, feeling the feet resting on the floor, feeling the toes and the soles of the feet touching the floor or carpet. Sensing the body as a whole, resting on the seat and rising upwards. Spine rising, weight settling. Strong back, soft chest. And noticing that you're breathing. You've been breathing all along. So taking a slightly deeper breath. Breathing in more deeply. And as you breathe out, noticing any sense of ease, release, or letting go. Noticing where you feel the breath most strongly. Your chest, or the tummy, perhaps. And taking some time to just feel the body moving with the breath. Flowing in and flowing out. Belly rising and softening. Breathing. Settling. Feeling the whole body resting on the seat and acknowledging any tensions or tightness in the body. Letting the breath flow right in to those areas. And as the body settles, notice how you are. Are there thoughts buzzing around? If so, just noticing them and staying settled on the breath. And sensing the emotional tone of your experience, how you're feeling, breathing, breathing with awareness. Now, with our eyes closed, turning our attention to the food in front of us. Can you smell it? If you can, then breathing it in and just noticing your response. Any feeling of pleasure or of unpleasantness? Just noticing our experience, breathing, settling. Now opening your eyes and letting them rest on the food in front of you. This exercise is about bringing curiosity to our experience. So we'll be taking some time to notice what's there in detail. You could imagine you've never seen this kind of food before. It's all new to you. And as you explore it with your eyes, paying attention to things you'd otherwise take for granted. Actually, you have never seen this particular piece of food before. So letting the eyes really take in what they see, noticing colours, contrasts, gradations of colour, noticing the light on the food, and seeing textures, shapes, surfaces, height and depth, contrasts, everything that's there. You probably looked at this sort of food many times, but now allowing space to really take in what you see. And as we look, noticing if you feel an impulse to hurry or rush or to get on with eating it. That's quite natural, but in this exercise we're deliberately slowing things down. So noticing any impulses and staying with the process of noticing the food. Now taking a small piece of the food, enough for a mouthful. Picking it up and then raising it with your fork or your hand. Holding the food in front of you. Looking at it and smelling it again. Is the smell pleasant? If so, just enjoying it. Even if it's not so pleasant, perhaps you can still give it your attention, really taking in the aroma, savouring it, letting it affect you. We'll be placing a small amount of this food in the mouth and pause before we get on to chewing it. So now, placing it in your mouth, or taking a bite if that's the right quantity for you, holding it on the tongue and noticing what's there, the texture, the taste, how the mouth responds by producing saliva, everything you experience. Now placing the food between your teeth and taking a bite, noticing the sound of chewing, the taste, the texture, chewing again and noticing how it changes as the food turns to pulp, the sound, taste, the texture, chewing slowly. And really letting the taste fill your mouth, giving it your full attention, savouring the taste, and then swallowing when you're ready. And breathing, settling, taking your time. Now returning your gaze to the food in front of you. Again, looking at it, and taking in what you're seeing, just looking. Noticing what strikes you most, what you like about what you see, and what you don't like so much. And now taking a second piece of food in your fingers or onto your fork, feeling its weight. noticing any smell. Pausing. Just taking it in. And noticing any impulse to get on with eating it. How does that impulse express itself in your body? A sense of tension? An impulse to move? A desire to rush? What thoughts are in your mind right now about eating it? See if you can notice what those thoughts are saying to you. And noticing how hungry you feel. A little hungry? Or very hungry? Noticing how that hunger affects you. How it shows up in your experience. Now placing the second piece of food in your mouth. Tasting it. And taking your time to chew. And really feeling the texture. The taste. The smell. We can smell our food even when we're eating. Experiencing it fully. Letting the taste fill the mouth. Giving it the whole of your attention. An option for you now is to pause the track at this point and continue to eat the rest of the food in front of you in the same slow, mindful way, tasting each mouthful, noticing any tendency to rush, and as best you can, staying with your experience in the present moment. Then restarting the audio when you're ready. Or you can just keep listening. Now we've finished eating, turning our attention inwards once again. Maybe closing the eyes and settling the attention on the breath. Feeling the tummy rising and falling. Settling down each time as we breathe out and the muscles let go, ease, release. Breathing, feeling the whole body, feeling the weight of the body resting on the seat. Noticing any sense of fullness or emptiness in your stomach, in your body, in the whole of your experience. Just noticing how you feel and resting with your experience, however it is. Breathing. Absorbing. Settling. And taking a moment to reflect on the experience of eating slowly and mindfully. How did this way of eating differ from your normal, habitual way? What did you enjoy? What did you find difficult? Did you notice an impulse to eat more quickly? And what happened if you were able to stay with the exercise rather than going with that impulse? Just noticing your reflections. Noticing whether you found that experience of mindful eating satisfying. Or frustrating. And breathing. Whatever we notice is part of our exploration of eating. noticing any tendency to judge ourselves in terms of being good or bad at doing this, and seeing if we can hold those judgments lightly, or even let them go. It's all part of the exploration. Reflecting on the scope for enjoyment and satisfaction we can feel when we give our full attention to our food. Noticing the difference that attention can make to what we experience and how we respond. And taking a moment to absorb what's happened. Feeling our feet on the floor. Feeling the breath flowing in and flowing out. Settling. Absorbing. Now moving towards the end of this period of mindful eating. Gently broadening our awareness. Becoming aware of the room around us. Noticing sounds. Sensing the light. When you're ready, moving a little in a way that feels right for you. Maybe rolling your shoulders or stretching your arms. And making a gentle transition as we move into the realm of activity. Open our eyes and draw the practice to a close.